أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تكونوا كالتي نقضت غزلها من بعد قوة أنكاثا تتخذون أيمانكم دخلا بينكم أن تكون أمة هي أربى من أمة إنما يبلوكم الله به وليبينن لكم يوم القيامة ما كنتم فيه تختلفون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 92 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَدَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. And do not be like that woman who broke her spun thread after laboring into pieces. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says that there was a lady in Makkah Mukarrama. There is difference with regards to her name, but she was an insane woman. So she would spend the entire day spinning her fabric, and when the day comes to an end, she will untwine, she will unwind all the yarn, all the thread that she had put together, and she will bring it back to absolutely zero. And then the next day, she will do the same, spend the whole day in spinning the yarn, fabric comes for whatever meters there may have been, and again she undoes all of that. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that a person should not be like this woman in that condition, in that state. Now on the one hand, with regards to the previous ayah, that a person takes a qasam, an oath in the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then that person breaks that oath. It is like he was spinning the yarn and then suddenly he breaks it, he undoes all of it. There is a selected few ulama that also understand this ayah in another context, and that is that we carry out the ibadat of Allah, like the month of Ramadan for example, then that beautiful month comes to an end, and then we undo all of that we had done in the month of Ramadan. So hence, coming back to this, that the Quraysh of Makkah and the Arab tribes in themselves had a habit, and that habit was that the smaller tribes would swear allegiance and they would become allies to the bigger tribes because they needed that strength insofar as defense mechanisms etc. was concerned. But then when they find a stronger tribe, a bigger tribe, now this pact that they had, this treaty that they had with one tribe, they would break it and they would make it with another tribe. So that also reference is being made to in the next part of the ayat. So also it is like the whole day you labor and you come up with your fabric, and then at the end of the day you undo everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ أُمَّةٌ هِيَ أَرُبَى مِنْ أُمَّةٌ. That you take your qasams, intrude it between yourselves, just because there is a group of people that is stronger or larger in number than other groups. So you break these qasams, you break these treaties that you have, and then you join other groups, and then you break those treaties. You are undoing all the things you had done. إِنَّمَا يَبْلُوكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ. Certainly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tests you through this. Testing through this, one meaning is now you've taken that qasam, then Allah Ta'ala will put you through some tests to see whether the name of Allah is more beloved to you, or the other material gains are more beloved. Oh, Allah Ta'ala will continuously show you something or someone or some group better, and because of that you will break your qasam. وَلَيُبَيِّنَنَّ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will elucidate, Allah will clarify those aspects in which you had deferred in this world, you deferred insofar as Iman and Kufr is concerned. Over there, all of it will become very clear. There will be not a single person that will ever think that there is no Allah, there is no Qiyamah, there is no accountability. Everyone over there will then want to believe in Allah and the Akhirat. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this very clear message that whatever we do, we should never undo. We should remain steadfast, and when we've taken a qasam, unless it is in the disobedience of Allah, that qasam we should break. Otherwise, if it is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should continue. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.